And we're staying with sport now. And the first medals will be won today at the Special Olympics World Games in Berlin. The 16th edition of the Games for athletes with intellectual disabilities began over the weekend with Team Ireland sending 73 competitors in 12 sports. The large contingent is a reflection of the continuing growth of the Special Olympics movement in Ireland, 20 years on from hosting the Games in 2003. From Berlin, Paul O'Flynn reports.
The fireworks fizzed, the Special Olympics flame flickered, and athletes cheered, laughed and danced for hours on end as the Special Olympic World Games sparkled into life in Berlin. Ireland's women's basketball team were one of the first onto the field of play, getting off to a flying start in the group stage.
I'm so proud. Yeah. Proud for my family and friends to be here.
Vicky McGill from Donegal, saying their team's spirit is driving them on.
Very good. We sing, we laugh, we have the crack, and we're always late for everything, but we're always in time.
It's a magic moment for family and friends watching on too.
I think you see the best of humanity when you come to the Special Olympics.
Basketballer Deirdre Walsh's sister Caroline says she always knew she'd reach the top.
Well, you know what? She was one in a million, really. So I knew she'd represent us at something. So, you know, it was tough. It is tough. And it is tough for parents and families with special needs. And that can't be underestimated. And I hope an event like this highlights how we need services. I think Ireland is an excellent place for children with special needs to grow up. But I always think there can be more done. And I think if events like this highlight it, that's really important as well.
The Special Olympics have come a long way from their origin as a summer camp set up by Eunice Kennedy Shriver, JFK's sister, back in the 1960s.
Our deepest thanks to all the people.
Her son Tim is chairman of the movement today, and he says it's deeply significant that the Games are here in Berlin.
The last time there were an Olympics in Berlin was 1936, and in the stadium was the National Socialist Party, one of the most brutal, violent, divisive regimes in the history of the modern world, if not the most. It was the first time in almost 90 years that an Olympic torch was in that same stadium, and it's a whole new Olympic torch. You know, this is the torch that welcomes everyone. This is the torch that says, no matter who you are, no matter what your gifts are, you have a place in our hearts and in our communities and in our schools and in our places of employment. This is an Olympic torch of hope.
This is the president of everywhere and everyone who loves and fights for freedom, Nelson Mandela.
It's 20 years this week since the Games were held in Ireland, and for Tim, that legacy remains strong.
The gathering of all the host towns across Ireland, I mean, people in every community, in every small town, in every village, welcomed the world to Ireland like it had never done before. And still now we see people trying to replicate the Irish miracle. I remember the spirit of Ireland. You know, the slogan then was share the feeling. Ireland continues to be the model we speak to and point to as a country who's changed the course of history because of the people and because of the spirit they brought to our movement.
That spirit is certainly alive and well on the badminton court, where Claire O'Neill from Tyrone is ready for action.
I'm a wee bit nervous. I'm going to enjoy and play your game, and hopefully the next time you win and meet new friends.
And her parents, Linda and Brian, say she deserves this moment.
You're so excited. First time at World Games, isn't it, Brian? So it's just fantastic. Special Olympics, I think it's the best thing ever happened to Claire, because it's given her confidence, and she's met loads and loads and loads of friends, and just enjoys every minute of it.
The first medals are up for grabs today, and Team Ireland will hope all that glitters turns to gold.
And that's Paul O'Flynn reporting for us there. It's 8:15.